Oh, well, hello there. And welcome back to Good Stuff. Good Stuff. The family-friendly quiz brought to you by Mark Meegan's Weekly Roast. Guys, how's it going? How are you doing? Listen, thank you so much to everybody who played the January quiz. If you haven't played it yet, you can go back along the feed and you will see the first episode of Good Stuff. Now, bit of a public service announcement. Today, it's not just me doing the quiz. It's not just this infuriating South Dublin accent that will be coming through the headphones, speakers, or wherever you are listening to this podcast. Today's a very special day. Because all the way from Laois, we have a very special guest, Quizmaster, in the building today. At some point throughout today's quiz, there will be a bonus round, a special category, brought to you by Billy, the quiz king from County Laois. Billy is 7 years of age, and he is an incredibly talented and gifted quiz champion. And not only that, but he correctly brought to my attention last month that there was a glaring oversight and a mistake in the January quiz. So thank you, Billy, for putting me on the path to righteous knowledge. I really appreciate it. And furthermore, we are very grateful here that you're joining Good Stuff as our guest quizmaster today. If this is your first time listening to the quiz, here are the rules. It's very simple, okay? 20 questions, 2 points per question. Although today there's a bonus round, so let's say 25 questions, 2 points per question. I'm going to ask all of the questions. I will leave a pause of around 10 seconds after each question, which will give you time to press pause on your device, and then I'll proceed. The answers will come afterwards. We'll take a little break after 10. Then we might introduce the bonus category brought to you by Billy, which is all on his favourite subject, animals. Guys, I hope you enjoy the Good Stuff quiz. It's great to be here with you. If you enjoy, let me know. Send me a message on Instagram at MeeganMark. And very soon, I'm thinking about getting some of you on the phone. So if you want to enter the Good Stuff quiz yourself, if you fancy yourself to be smarter than your parents or smarter than your child, by the way, give me a shout on Instagram at MeeganMark. And we might start bringing some people on the airwaves to compete against each other for some very, very exciting prizes. All the best. Let's get into it. Question one. To all of the animal aficionados out there, not just you, Billy, but to everybody. Question one. What type of animal is a Bombay duck? Ah, what's the quack? Brilliant. That's question number one. What type of animal is a Bombay duck? As the old phrase goes, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like something to do with ducks. Question two. Another animal question. Good stuff. This is me essentially stealing Billy's round. Nevertheless, hippomania is a passion for which animal? That's for question number two. Hippomania is a passion for which animal?
Question number three.
What is the smallest country in the world by land area? That's what is the smallest country in the world by land area? It's not a trick question, I'm pretty sure. Question number four. That's a problematic one. What is the hardest, easy, natural substance on Earth? What is the hardest natural substance on Earth? Question number five. How many bones are in the adult human body? How many bones are in the adult human body? That includes all of them, by the way. Steady.
Question number 6.
I don't know why the English accent. Who is known as the father of modern physics? For question number 6, that who is known as the father of modern physics? I was always terrible at physics in school. And maths, actually. And general concentration, really. CSP, PE, SPHE, R, it's just all of the E's, really. Question number 7. Which US currency may be on the way out after President Donald Trump suspended its production? Which US currency may be on the way out after Donald Trump suspended its production? Question number 8. What is the name of the famous music festival held annually in Indio, California? What is the name of the famous music festival held annually in Indio, California? Question number 9. One for the music fans here. I actually don't think I would have guessed this. What is the best-selling album of all time? What is the best-selling album of all time? Question number 10. Any TV heads out there? Any fans of TV? What is the name of the fictional town in Stranger Things? For question number 10, the last question before we go to our break and then our bonus round by Billy, what is the name of the fictional town in Stranger Things? Okay, it's time. This is a very special moment for the Good Stuff quiz. This is our first ever guest quiz master. Please, wherever you are, whoever you're there with, give a warm welcome to our guest quiz master of the week, Billy, age 7, from County Leash. Go on, Billy. Now look, Billy, it's great to have you with us. What we're going to do is, I'll pass you over to Billy in a second. He's going to present his special bonus category on animals. There are 5 questions and we'll play Billy's answers at the end of the show. If you're out there and you've got a specialised category or one of your kids has a specialised category, by all means, get in touch with me on Instagram at Megan Mark. But for now, without any further ado, I'm going to pass you over to our leash legend, Billy, age 7. Let's go, Billy.
Question 1. What is the world's tallest land animal?
So that's question 1 from Billy there. What is the world's tallest land animal? Okay, Billy, let's hear question 2.
Question 2. How many hearts does an octopus have?
So that's Billy's question number 2. How many hearts does an octopus have? These are hard questions.
Question 3. What animal can sleep for up to 3 years?
That's question number 3 from Billy. What animal can sleep for up to 3 years?
Question 4. What reptile is known for changing its colour?
Question 4 from Billy there. What reptile is known for changing its colours? What reptile is known for changing its colours? Okay, over to Billy for his final question.
What is a baby heart called?
That was question 5 for Billy, and the question was, what is a baby horse called? What is the name of a baby horse? Tune in at the end to hear Billy read out all of his answers. Okay, let's get into round 2. So now we've had 15 questions. There have been 30 points to play for so far. Perhaps before you start round 2, Do a little maths, see how far you've gone, see how many points you've gotten so far. Okay, let's get into it. Question 11. What is the... Lots of animal questions today. What is the largest species of shark? For 11, that's what is the largest species of shark? Question number 12. Who was the first female athlete to win a Nobel Prize? Who was the first female athlete to win a Nobel Prize? This is mental. I never knew this one. I don't know how that isn't more widely known. Or maybe I am just a massive idiot. Question 13. Until Novak Djokovic made history in January 2025, so very recently, which tennis player had won the most Grand Slam singles titles? So until very recently, when Djokovic made history, which tennis player had won the most Grand Slam singles titles? That's for all you sports fans out there. Question 14. Who holds the world record for the most career goals in international soccer? Another sports question. Who holds the record for the most career goals in international soccer? I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that. Question. Oh, this is very good. What is the primary ingredient in the Middle Eastern dish falafel? What is the primary ingredient in the Middle Eastern dish falafel? Question 16, my friends. What is the most widely eaten food worldwide? Oh, that's a good one. What is the most widely eaten food worldwide? Question 17. Which country is credited with developing French fries? This is a very good one. Which country is credited with developing French fries? Question 18. For all of you tech nuts out there, what year was the first ever iPhone released? In what year was the first ever iPhone released? Okay, question 19. This is so hard. I don't know how any... If anybody gets this next question right, send me a message on Instagram and I'm going to give you a prize because this is just phenomenal. Question 18. What does USB stand for? So for a special prize, what does USB stand for? If you actually got that, if anybody actually gets that right, send me a message on Instagram. I'll give you a prize. Question number 19. Which company developed the first ever smartwatch? So out of all the tech companies, which company developed the first ever smartwatch? Number 20. The final question in the February quiz. In which game, this is for all you gamers out there, in which game do players build structures and fight off zombies? I'm pretty sure like 87% of games are about fighting off zombies, but I say that as somebody with quite literally no knowledge of gaming. The last game I had was Jonah Loma Rugby on the PS1 in 1995, which is a phenomenal game, and I'm pretty sure that's where gaming software peaked. Nevertheless, In which game do players build structures and fight off zombies? And there you go, that's all we have time for today. 25 questions, thanks to the beautiful addition from our friend Billy and Leash. 25 questions, 30 points. Nope, that's horrendous maths. 25 questions, 50 points. See how many you got. And as I said, if anybody got the USB question right, let me know on Instagram at Megan Mark. Now, let us pause for a second and we will play all of the answers. I'm going to start with mine from 1 through 10, and then I'll play Billy's answers back 1 to 5 with his questions included, and then we will go to part 2. And for me, before I sign off at the very end, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the Weekly Roast every single Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Spotify, Apple, Go Loud, you name it. I just want to say thank you. This quiz every month is just a little thank you to all of the listeners. And as I say, it's a family friendly way to pass the time, because nobody really wants to spend actual time with their family. We need something on in the background to distract us from their infuriating existence. Okay, let's get into the answers. Question number one. The question was, what type of animal is a Bombay duck? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. No, it's not. It's a fish. It's swimming in the sea. So a Bombay duck is a fish. 2 points for that. Straight to question number two then. And question number two, hippomania is a passion for which animal? The answer, of course, is horses. So if you have a passion for horses, let's be honest, we're doing underscore under passion. I don't know exactly what they mean or how passionate they mean, but if you have a passion for animals or for horses, it's called hippomania. Question number three, what is the smallest country in the world by land area? The answer is the Vatican City. So I'm assuming lots of you got that right. Now, of course, question number four, what is the hardest natural substance on Earth? The answer, diamond. I never knew that. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth? The answer is diamond. Question number five. How many bones are there in the adult human body? The answer, 206. 206. That is a mental amount of bones. Apparently, lots of them are in the ears as well. Question number six. Who is known as the father of modern physics? And the answer is Isaac Newton. I'm useless with both physics, physicians, and of course Americans. So Isaac Newton, question number six. Question seven. Which US currency may be on the way out after President Donald Trump suspended its production? Pennies, apparently. So good stuff, Donald. Question number eight. What is the name of the famous music festival held annually in Indio, California? That is, of course, Coachella. Never been. I've been to the EDC Electric Daisy Carnival in the Hollywood Bowl in 2009. One of the greatest summers of my life. I'd do anything to get back there. That the youth I felt, the optimism at the future, it all just... Question number nine. What is the best-selling album of all time? The answer is Thriller by Michael Jackson. Incidentally, I was in Los Angeles that time when he died. I was down the road from his hospital in Westwood. I was walking along the boardwalk. We were somewhere near Westwood in LA. And I remember walking along and this guy in a pickup truck like started honking at us going, hey you. And we were like, oh, well, this is it. We're getting murdered. And he was like, Michael Jackson just died. We were like, mate, you've just stopped driving on a freeway. Keep going, you loon. Nevertheless, question 10. What is the name of the fictional town in Stranger Things? And the answer is Hawkins, Indiana. Okay, they're the first 10 questions. 2 points per question, 20 points. Now it's over to our friend Billy. I'm going to play all of Billy's questions again by Billy with his answers included. And a huge thank you again to Billy and Rachel for putting these questions together. It's been an absolute joy. So thank you so much. You lit up my week.
Question one. What is the world's tallest land animal? Giraffe. Question two. How many hearts does an octopus have? Three. Question three. What animal can sleep for up to 3 years? Snail. Question four. What reptile is known for changing its colour Lord Chameleon. What is a baby horse called? A foal.
Good stuff. Thank you, Billy. They are five brilliant questions and it's 10 points. In total, 2 points per question. So, in theory, you could have 30 points now. Let us proceed. The answer to question 11. The largest species of shark. The answer, whale shark. I'm sure most of you got that. Question 12. Who was the first female athlete to win a Nobel Prize? The answer, Marie Curie. I never knew that. She got the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1903. But sorry, that's not the interesting part. The interesting part is the athlete. I never knew she was an athlete first. Number 13. Novak Djokovic. Well said. Made history in January 25. Which tennis player had won the most Grand Slam singles titles before then? The answer was Margaret Court. Aptly named. She had 24 titles and I'm pretty sure Djokovic joined her in 24 in January. Question number 14. Who holds the record for the most career goals in international soccer? The answer, of course, Cristiano Ronaldo. Question 15. What is the most widely eaten food worldwide? And the answer, of course, is rice. Question 16. Which country is credited with developing French fries? This is a good one. The answer, Belgium, not America. Belgium, or of course, France. Question 18. I mean 17. The answer... Oh my God, I'm butchering it. What was the year the first... Oh. What year was the first iPhone released? The wheels always fall off at the end. I think it's because I have a second coffee and that just... What year was the first iPhone released? The answer, 2007. I was in transition year on a school trip to Poland and we all got attacked. True story. I'll save it for the other podcast. Question 18. What does USB stand for? Surely nobody got this right. Surely there isn't a person out there that knows this. Don't call me Shirley. The answer is Universal Serial Bus. Question number 19. Which company developed the first smartwatch? Samsung. And last but not least, in which game do players build structures and fight off zombies? Yes, you are correct. It was Jonah Lomaru. No, it wasn't. It was Minecraft. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. And once again, please tune into the Weekly Roast every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, send me a message on Instagram at MegaMark. If you want to come on the show and present a category yourself, let me know. There is no limit. Goodbye. Good luck. Good stuff.